Well, he's been around a long time, James Maloney, TK, and we've been talking about all types of different manoeuvres in the game of the NRL, and there was another one that was exposed on the weekend, and it was called the Wingnut. I'm just wondering whether James Maloney has ever been on the receiving end of a Wingnut. Good morning, Jimmy.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Have you ever had the Wingnut done to you?
Over the years, Paul. No, I haven't. I haven't.
I've never heard of the Wingnut.
Nah, look, I think it's a bit of a storm in a teacup. I don't think it's the biggest job. I think there's obviously, everyone sort of cops a little bit of this and that every now and then. The tackle, you deal with it and move on.
Mate, what about yourself? How have you pulled up? Tevita Pangai Jr. faces the judiciary tonight. He's got a grade 2 dangerous contact. He could actually spend 4 to 5 weeks on the sidelines after that tackle on you. How have you pulled up?
Yeah, look, the next all right, luckily. I was filthy with her at the time, when I felt him sort of come down on the back there. So he's a big boy, and that's a lot of weight down. I was talking about it when it happened, but obviously there's a process that he's got to go through, so we'll see how it all goes.
Yeah, because you had a neck operation at the end of last year, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I think it's because I'm talking to people since, like, if that was last year, I would have been in all sorts. It's just one of those things. Obviously, things happen in footy. We all get that, and there's times, but I just thought sort of me sitting down on the ground, I reckon you had a fair idea of where you're coming down on there. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, he will contest that charge tonight at the judiciary. What did you make of your performance up there in Brisbane? It was a must-win game. Failed to get the 2 competition points. Now you've got to rely on some results going your way.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty disappointing, obviously. It was a game we really needed to win. And, we walk away after, looking at the video and really thinking of the game we should have won. So, they're always hard to take. I think, defensively, we were pretty ordinary. We sort of addressed all week, a bit more. We all spoke about a couple of weeks ago and that when we had a couple of losses that, pretty much everything we addressed and knew was coming and knew what their dangers were, that was sort of what happened and we still weren't able to stop it. So, the challenges, I think Ivan said we've been pretty bad away from home this year. So, that wasn't good, and then we go to North Queensland this week, so we've got a pretty big game up there. I know they're not sitting that high on the table, but that sort of doesn't really matter to us. It's a challenge to get a win away from home.
Mate, can you explain this to TK? Because I can't. Okay. I can't, because he asks me all the time.
What do I need explaining?
Well, you always say to me, how does a team say after the game, they didn't turn up, or we just lacked effort when that's...
Well, you missed 50 tackles, Jimmy.
That's what they're paid to bring and do every week. And Nathan said that. Nathan Cleary said that yesterday. They just didn't
down
do
the
effort areas of the game. And TK was asking me, how does that happen when you prepare all week for you to turn up and put that effort in? That's just a requirement. Can you explain it to him?
It is hard to explain because... I suppose you're pretty much right. That is what we're paid to do. We get paid to judge on what we do for 80 minutes of the work. It is hard, obviously. Nothing's ever perfect, but you'd like to think, that the effort and the output's always there. But as I said, tackling was woeful sort of on the weekend. We conceded, that many sort of line breaks and things from just one out carries and things like that. So there's things there that, far and away weren't good enough. And, in a game, as you said, where it was a big game and we had a lot to play for, it is strange that that's how
because I would imagine that no side in the era of professional rugby league would want to be, you know, got out muscled. I mean, they were just too big and strong, really, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, 100%. And that's something, you know, that you take personally. You know, you know, you don't ever want the opposition to try and put one over you. Yeah, it's definitely hard to take. And you know, I suppose everything we can do now, is make sure we fix it this week, because I think if we win our last three, I think we'll be sweet. But you know, we've got to do that. So it starts this week with the Cowboys.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It needs to happen this week when you take on the Cowboys. What's the prep been like this week? When do you travel up to Townsville? Are you going up early? Are you doing anything different?
Yeah, we go up tomorrow. So we'll go up 2 days early. I think a little bit different there. But, there'll be no excuses. We'll have two sort of sessions up there. And we just need to make sure, as I said, I'm not sure 100% our record away from home, but you know, Ireland said it's been pretty ordinary this year, so I don't know what it is about being away and not being at home, but we've got to make sure we turn that sort of record around this week.
Jimmy, it's a big discussion point, actually, over the past couple of weeks, because I think South Sydney CEO Shane Richardson sort of brought it to the fore about the wrestling from Melbourne. Are they worse than any other team? Do they do it better than any other team? Do they push the letter of the law more than any other team? Do you have a personal opinion?
Look, I think they come under fire all the time because they're successful. I think, everyone, any side throughout the eras that have been successful and dominant for a long period of time, people, you know, start trying to pick them apart or they don't like it. So, I think every player on our field will get away with whatever they can, to try and win a footy game. That's human nature, and if you weren't like that, then you'd sort of question the hunger and desire, and that's just the mentality I think of footy players, and people sort of say they're not breaking the rules, but it's a fact of today's game. Like there's wrestling. Everyone works on the wrestle. They just do it better and they're successful at it. So they seem to come under fire. So I don't think there's much you can do. Look, sides can still beat them. They're still beatable. It doesn't matter what they do. But I think it just comes down to that people just don't like the fact that they're successful and they do it really well.
Yep. And we saw that from Canberra on the weekend, which proved that's to
fair,
everybody
fair
else.
Fair point, Jimmy. If you play football against Melbourne, you can beat them. If you want to run one out and lack support and they get you in that wrestle position and the wrestle, well, they will slow you down and then they'll have a good look at you when you move the ball. But if you're prepared to do things, offloads, move the ball, you can run them around and they don't like it. They feel uncomfortable defending like that.
Well, it's exactly right. They are so good at, the three-man tackle, obviously, field contact, two blokes sitting down and the third bloke chopping your legs and rolling up and under your back, control and tempo. But as you said, you can't mark up 3-on-1 across the field everywhere because there's 13-on-13. So, it's how you approach them. There's ways to do that. And I think 100% you're right. Because they are so used to being in control of the ruck and the speed of play, when you start moving the ball and finding quick play the balls, then you can pull them apart.
Jimmy, we thank you for your time, mate. And so you're fine to play on the weekend against the Cowboys?
Yeah, I'll be right to go.
And one final one, mate. If you do fall into the eight, could you be a threat or are you just making up numbers?
No, I've got no doubt we can be a threat. The challenge is to make sure we play, to the best of our ability on that day. Obviously, probably on the yearly form. We haven't got it right on the day as often as we would have liked, but still got every confidence if we get it right, we'll beat anyone.
There you go. Jimmy, good luck in North Queensland. Watch out for the mad cow.
Cheers, guys.